Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Well, you're looking at your calendar going, wait a minute, this is November. You're right. We didn't have the calendar set up right on our part to get this done in October. So we're going to air this on November, the first Friday in November. But I'll tell you what, the award is so well deserved. It just had to hit the airwaves. We do this with a local Virginia law enforcement officer, Central Virginia police officer, deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper. We've had them all, special agents from the federal agencies as well. And I got to tell you something. We've got a gentleman with us today who I just think is really going to blow your socks off. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson from the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Sarge, thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And it's always an honor to have somebody in who has done this job for a while. You've been on the job for 17 years.
Yes, sir. 17 and a half.
Oh, 17. Now that you're counting. All right. I understand.
17 and a half and enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, tell me a little bit. What prompts you 17 and a half, 18 and a half years ago to say, law enforcement might be the way to go?
Wow. So I'm guessing it started when I was young.
Yeah.
I had a fascination by military.
Army. Okay.
As a kid, I always wanted to go into the Army. Didn't work out that way. Went to college, played a little ball. But I still had that desire to serve and still, you know, wanting to be a part of a team,
right.
I decided to go into law enforcement, and it felt like I never left the ball team, and just joined a different team with a different uniform and a different sport, and
yeah.
So I stuck with it. But yeah, that was my desire as a kid, it fit. You know,
yeah.
I was in love with it as soon as I started.
I love that. I love that. Now the play calling is a little different than it might be. For some other activities. But so you're fascinated by this essentially your whole life. You grow up and you get to a point that I want to serve. That still defines who law enforcement officers are, right? Servants?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Serve, protect, the slogan that we've all heard since we were kids.
Yep.
It's a big part of it. Serving a community, serving others, and making what's wrong right. You know,
yeah.
Fixing the problem, a big part of it, and putting those bad guys behind bars is a huge part of it.
It absolutely is. So why Petersburg? Has it always been Petersburg?
No, actually, I knew nothing about Petersburg. I'm actually from Kansas, state of Kansas, born and raised. And when I moved here, probably around 2005, I knew nothing but Richmond. That's the only part
okay.
of the city I heard about. I started applying. I saw a commercial on television with several Petersburg officers. And so I applied at two places, actually, Petersburg and Hanover.
Wow.
And didn't know the distance between where I was staying at in Chesterfield to Hanover. But I knew the distance from Petersburg to Chesterfield. So it made it quite easy for me when I applied. I got hired, and it was just, you know, just happened to be up at night,
yeah.
saw TV, a commercial, and chose Petersburg.
That is
glad
true.
I did.
Yeah, well, I know that the Petersburg Bureau of Police, the staff, the command staff, very happy that you chose Petersburg. But boy, there's a stark contrast, isn't there, between police officer in the city of Petersburg and deputy sheriff in Hanover County. You couldn't find agencies that at least on first glance are that much further apart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think because, and I should have mentioned, I was a deputy sheriff in the state of Kansas,
okay.
City of Wyandotte County, city of Kansas City. I was more comfortable with being a sheriff in the sheriff role.
Wow.
So, and then stepping out of my box was, okay, let me try to my hand at being a patrol officer.
Okay.
And hitting the streets instead of working in the courts and stuff like that. So that was the major choice that I made to step out of that comfort zone. And yes, you're right. It is very different county and cities. So.
I love that. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson with the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Tell me a little bit as we sort of wrap things up here, Sarge, about the people in the city who are saying to you, I hope, thank you for doing what you're doing. Do you get any thanks every once in a while at least?
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while I do. I get a thanks. And it feels great. And I don't do it for that.
Right.
I get more pleasure in knowing that something is done right and correctly and somebody was helped. Whether they say thank you or not, I walk away from most calls feeling.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
It was set right.
I love that.
But yeah, when they do say thank you, it feels great. But most importantly, just making sure I do it right is the best feeling ever.
I hear you. So the guys that are on your squad, if they had to talk about you for a second, I'm just curious, what would they say? And not the colorful stuff after something goes sideways. I mean the good stuff, day in and day out.
Oh, well, they'll say he's willing to get down there and do the dirty work.
There you go.
I don't hesitate. Most supervisors, when you get to a certain level, you're no longer doing the grunt work.
Right.
You know, me,
right.
I love the grunt work. That's how it starts, you know.
Yeah.
You can show others how to work and grind hard by actually doing it yourself. So I try to do it myself, and they usually follow that example. And there's no hesitation on when we have to do something. They know if Sergeant Jefferson is doing it, I can do it as well.
I love it. Well, there you go. That's the definition, Sarge. That's the definition of a cop's cop, right? Your old sleeves get the job done and then go on about your business. Make sure everybody goes home the same state they came to work in. I'm thrilled. I've had the opportunity to bring you in here just for a couple of moments. I want people to hear this story. It's such a good one. Now, I mentioned to you that we got a few gifts for you, and I know that the ticker is running for, what'd you say, 10, 12 more years, whatever it is, so you actually pull the pin and retire. Now, none of this is going to get you any close to retirement. I don't know how to break that to you, but it might make you a little happier for the day. We got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, who's down in Chesterfield County. Tony put together a whole golf course that raises funds to give prizes for this little thing we do. And so you've got $200 in gift cards from Tony Brewster. Jamie Walter, who was Mike Walter's wife, and their kids. Jamie has put together a beautiful letter. There's a special challenge coin in there. There's some gift cards in there. And it's just one of those letters as a police widow that is going to touch you in a lot of different ways. And it's something you really... You got to take a look at and really take to heart. We've got some Jeff Katz swag. We got cups and pens and all that other good stuff. We have a beautiful thin blue line flag for you. And that's made by Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church in Goochland. He's actually the lead police chaplain for Henrico, their police division. So you've got that. You've got a Jeff Katz Show challenge coin, which only goes to those who have received the Lieutenant Jan McTernan honor, and that is actually financed. I have to say thank you to Mike McTernan, Jan's son, one of Jan's sons, and Mike foot the bill for all of these challenge coins. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down there on the south side of town. I want to tell you a little bit about Jan McTernan, for whom this is named. When I came to Richmond, Jan was very much like my second mom. I don't know how, I don't know why, but Jan said, I'm going to look out for you. And I became part of Clan McTernan once I showed up. Jan was a Marine. Jan was a police officer in the city of Richmond. She did things that, frankly, women just didn't do. You know, she's made it into the United States Marine Corps. She made it to the point where she retired as a lieutenant from the city of Richmond as a homicide detective. Jan was just an amazing woman, and I'm just so thrilled that we're able to name this in her memory. And then finally, I got a little something for you, and I'm hoping you'll appreciate it. This is actually my favorite part of the gift pack, and that is the thin blue line bracelet. I got a friend of mine, Emily Morrissey, who lives down in Midlothian, and Emily is 26 years old. She has a CP and a couple of other challenges that she deals with. Well, throughout her time in school, they found she had a love for making bracelets, had a love for working with beads. So her folks and her brother set up a company, Emily'sBracelets.com. She makes these beautiful bracelets. She makes them for sports teams. I think, because I got a hookup, you get a Chiefs bracelet if you ask nicely. Awesome. Might be able to get you that. But I joke with Emily. I tell her that I only wear my Emily's bracelets on days that end in Y. So I got that covered, and you will have one of those as well. I just have to say thank you. I really do. I appreciate you making time for us today. Lord knows I appreciate you taking the last 17 and a half years to serve the people, but also to lead the people, to look out for those young men, those young women who are coming on the job, who need to know how they do it, how they take care of the community right, how they take care of themselves right. So thank you, man. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that, man. And I mean, all these gifts, I definitely appreciate it. I won't remember all their names, but you thank them personally for me.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Sergeant Thomas Jefferson. He is the October recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.